Hello and good morning and happy Monday, everybody. Coming to you from West Midtown in Atlanta, Georgia. I hope this message finds you well and off to a great start today. I've been a member of the Gathering Spot since December of 2016, and I feel very fortunate to be a part of this community. And if you can hear my voice right now, then congratulations, you're part of this very special community as well. I believe happiness is having something to look forward to. And one of the things I'm looking forward to is for all of us to be able to physically gather in the same space at some point in the future. And in the meantime, we will gather in different ways, won't we? I make my living as a speaker and a consultant and a workshop facilitator. I do a lot of work in the area of diversity and inclusion. And I also speak on happiness, positivity, and resilience. And if you want to know more, go to buckdavis.com. I'm very grateful to have read a lot of research on happiness because I'm having to rely on it more now than ever before. 5 weeks ago, I had a thriving business set to have one of the biggest years of my career, and overnight that changed big time. I call it Club Zero around here. Ain't got no money coming in, ain't got no friends coming in. It's quiet around here. Anybody with me? I trust there may be a few of you out there who know what I'm feeling. So let me offer you a few things today that are working for me to help me stay encouraged. And I'm going to break them into two parts. The first part is about your work and professional life. So when it comes to work, if you're self-employed, starting a business in sales, or dealing with customers, be reminded to focus on relationship, not revenue right now. You focus on relationship, not revenue. Now is not the time to be asking for business. Now is the time to be asking, how are you doing? How is your family? Tell me about your situation. What's going on? Then you listen and you pause and you take it in and you empathize with your clients and your customers by saying things like, I'm so sorry. That must be hard. You're not alone, even though you may feel like you are. And then you can step the conversation forward because you don't want to stay stuck there. You can move it forward by asking, is there anything that I can do for you? And then you listen some more. Now, if you folks are already having conversations like that, then congratulations, you are smart. You continue to stay connected with your customers on social media. You follow them. You like their post. You comment on their post and you share their post. You do that with your clients. You do even do that with your coworkers, and when we make it through this, and we will, chances are they're going to remember that you cared about them, and doors are going to open for you. So that's business. And let's get to you. This is about self-care. When it comes to making it through hard times, pushing through challenges and setbacks, there's a body of research that says if we make the experience of positivity a priority, which means when we look for the good in our day, people are more resilient, they have more self-compassion, and we're more mindful. So as you take on your day-to-day, take notice of what is good around you. Hang on to it for a moment. Puff it out a bit. Let it linger. Notice the neighbor who waves at you. Be grateful that a friend called. Take note of whatever small success you have. I hooked up a second monitor in my office yesterday. That was a success for me. That's good. So acknowledging those positive moments will help you build some shock absorbers to help manage the more challenging times. And if you turn that behavior into a habit, you will notice a big change in your life. I know I have. So here's a recap. Focus on relationship, not revenue. And you look for the good. You got it. Now you go get it. This is Buck Davis. Take care of your business. Most of all, take care of yourself. Be well, and you go make it a great day.